WTOP News Time, 6:53.
So tonight we're going to Oregon's Willamette Valley in our Wine of the Week.
Well, well-traveled syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us here to talk about one of the special places in Oregon. What's so great about this part of the country as far as wine's concerned?
It's in Oregon.
Well, there you go. That starts.
Yeah, as you know, I was there a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And I have to tell you, being there, it's so special. The Cascade Mountain Range and the Coastal Mountain Range that run up alongside of the Willamette Valley keep the cool coastal air trapped in there, so you get these cool evenings, these warm sunny days, produces just lovely wines.
Of course, the Willamette Valley is so well known, Scott, for their Pinot Noirs.
It really is. And actually, they're coming along with their Chardonnays.
Ah.
It's a region very typical of, say, Burgundy, France. At least that's what the farmers in the Willamette compare it to. So you can get wonderful Chardonnays and some wonderful Pinot Noirs.
Let's start with the Chardonnay. What do you got for us?
Let's start with the Chardonnay. Let's talk about the 2011 Winderlee Chardonnay. These people, they use a judicious use of new French oak barrels, so only about 20%. So the wine is actually very delicate. It produces a sense of ripe apple, a little toasty oak, but then the flavors of apple and nectarine hit the front of the palate, complemented by the bright, clean finish, citrusy notes, Meyer lemon and key lime pie.
Ooh.
You know me and my desserts. I love getting them in on the wine. $38, just a lovely wine.
All right, let's jump to the Pinot Noirs, because I really do like the ones from Willamette.
Well, in Willamette, it's all about location, location, location. And I think Josh Bergstrom has decided to take the best of all worlds. He gets grapes from vineyards located throughout separate districts in the Willamette Valley, makes his 2011 Cumberland Reserve Pinot Noir. Beautiful, pretty bouquet, sports sense of red cherry, bright red berry. Then you get these flavors of cherry and baking spices and clove. Very silky in the mouth. Hint of cocoa on the back of the palate really adds a delightful note. I think it really captures the essence of Willamette Valley wines. Beautiful, $42.
One more, and it's from a person who originally came from this area who moved out west.
Absolutely. Lynn Penner Ash is from the Washington, D.C. area, and she makes a 2010 Penner Ash Zena Crown Vineyard Pinot Noir. And now, this is from the Eola Amity Hills District. It's hard to say that.
Really?
And it is beautiful. It yields fruit that produces just this distinctive nose of earthy cherry, rhubarb, little candied ginger, and then these rich, beautiful flavors of dark cherry, ripe strawberry, black tea, really well integrated with fine sweet tannins. They flow on the long, lush finish. $60, a nice little splurge, but a beautiful, beautiful wine.
All right. Thank you, Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week and drink responsibly.